This is Still Standing with Michael Caputo, episode 50. Coming up on today's show, Power Kids on the Make. All that and more on the way on Still Standing.
No talking points, no spin. It's politics you can't put down. This is Still Standing with Michael Caputo.
Welcome to Still Standing with Michael Caputo. I'm Michael, as you probably know by now. I've been kind of a regular with this podcast, but that's only because there is so much going on. I think all of us are drinking from a fire hose here as the impeachment scandal flowers, as the Democrats believe it, or withers, as the Republicans might think. I'm more interested in the underlying details of what went down in Ukraine than I am in the created, kind of curated, kind of commissioned details that are being sold to the American people via Chairman Schiff's bogus investigation. Listen, I sat through an interview with Chairman Schiff on the Republican, on the Russia investigations in 2017. He's no dummy. I mean, he understands exactly what he's doing. Even then, in the minority, as the ranking member from the minority side of the House Intelligence Committee, he seemed already be in charge of the room. The Republicans were constantly on their heels as the majority, especially in my interview. As the interview drew to a close, they got into a discussion as to whether or not, something I had to answer or not answer. And Schiff and others in the room on the Democrat side basically cowed the Republicans in a lot of ways. I think the Republicans were trying very hard to be accommodating to the Democrats. And here we are now in today's impeachment inquiry hearings that Schiff is having and what we're about to have under the new rules passed by the House, absolutely, unequivocally, purely Democratic activity. The Republicans haven't been able to ask questions. We see the limitations in the agreement. The Democrats are running the Intelligence Committee certainly completely differently than the Republicans did. But I'm not even thinking about that. I don't care about Schiff and impeachment. I believe that the president will be impeached. I believe that the Democrats will pay dearly for this. I have been saying this for well over a year. In fact, and I've been saying it since the president was elected. I knew immediately he would be impeached. He would be impeached for, you know, jaywalking. In fact, they've crafted this Ukraine crap, claiming that there's a quid pro quo requested when the president was discussing foreign affairs with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Of course, you know, we're going to go through this discussion with in the House of Representatives. They would find him guilty even no matter what, of whatever they wanted, they would find him guilty. There is no question in my mind. He would be found guilty. And that, you know, that's what we're dealing with here. But I want to step a little deeper into this morass, into this tar pit, and talk about Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, on the board of Burisma. Now, let's go back, if you would, to 2014. You know, it's shortly after Hunter Biden was booted out of the United States Navy for failing a drug test for cocaine. What does that have to do with this? It has a very important thing to do with it. That is that Hunter Biden was not exactly of the character that was being sought by boards of directors, corporate boards, looking for directors who would bring value. Let's say, for example, knowledge, experience, or even integrity to the table. Sometimes a board of directors would just want to bring somebody who has a high level of public trust, even if they were, I don't know, a sports figure. Sometimes it happens. We've seen famous college coaches serve on corporate boards. because they're paragons of integrity or grit or whatever. A company that might, you know, might be recovering from something difficult might want to have somebody with stamina, you know, etc. Hunter Biden brought nothing to the table at Burisma, but he brought one thing. Now, I'm going to tell you what that is. Now, Burisma, the Ukrainians I know and who I've spoken to, said that there is absolutely zero chance anyone who was working for Burisma Holdings, Burisma Energy, anyone who was serving on their board, there was zero chance, negatory chance, zilch, nada, ничего chance, that they did not know that it was a corrupt corporation. Burisma was completely corrupt. It was famously corrupt in Ukraine, famously corrupt internationally. The founder of the company, one of the, you know, who took it private or whatever you want to call it, appears to have stolen the company from Ukraine. That's a little bit of an oversimplification, but certainly denied the people of Ukraine their share in the value of the gas giant Burisma. Now, Burisma was under investigation before Hunter Biden joined the board. That is correct. One of the reasons why Hunter Biden joined the board was to help them deal with the allegations of corruption. And corrupt, indeed, they were corrupt. Hunter Biden would already know of their corruption when he joined the board. There's no way he did not. But there are people swirling around this thing that have not been discussed yet. For example, are you familiar with ML Strategies? ML Strategies, it's a fairly weighty lobbying crew, ML Strategies, that was basically a lobbying crew. There were people at that company, ML Strategies. It's kind of Boston-based, you know. The reason why it's Boston-based is because there are a lot of people there who are interrelated with, former Secretary of State John Kerry. One person in particular, David Leiter. He was the former Senate Chief of Staff of Secretary of State John Kerry. He signed on to work at Burisma on May 20th, 2014, about a week after Biden announced that he was joining the company. And that came up from, you know, FARA lobbying disclosures. There's no question that Leiter joined the firm as a lobbyist, joined Burisma as a lobbyist in May of 2014. Hunter Biden joined just a couple of weeks earlier. I guess it was, oh gosh, I think the press release came out just a few weeks before what we see is going down with Leiter. But here's what I'm understanding from people in the know. We're going to see some of this information out there soon. But David Leiter, the former Senate Chief of Staff to Secretary of State John Kerry, was working the margins of the Burisma problem before he signed on as a lobbyist. And in fact, may be the reason why Hunter Biden's there. Hunter Biden, if he joined the board of Burisma at the recommendation of David Leiter, John Kerry, his Senate chief of staff, that's an interesting twist, isn't it? Because Christopher Hines, who is Kerry's son-in-law, was a founding partner of Rosemont Capital, the private equity company where Hunter Biden worked. In fact, some of the payments that came to him on behalf of Burisma, I believe, went through Hunter's company, Rosemont Capital, where he worked with Christopher Hines, the son-in-law of Secretary of State John Kerry, whose Senate Chief of Staff, prior to becoming Secretary of State, David Leiter, may have organized Hunter Biden's participation in the board of directors. So now, while David Leiter was not a child of an elected official, not the kid of John Kerry, that's Christopher Hines, Kerry's son-in-law, you begin to understand that it's not just the kids of people in, you know, powerful places in Washington. It's the people around them. In fact, I can tell you, as someone who's worked in Washington and understands, you know, the power of a spouse over a politician's schedule and the power of, you know, intelligent kids, older kids from, graduating from college in campaign roles. A lot of these politicians, there are 535 of them that serve in the Congress alone. Their kids end up being here or there or in Ukraine or on the board of Burisma. This little industry of former chiefs of staffs of clearly powerful politicians working with the children of those same clearly powerful politicians, polishing the apples of another politician's son. David Leiter was no longer working in government, hadn't for a while. Secretary of State John Kerry, look at when he served. I mean, you know, John Kerry's son-in-law, stepson, Christopher Hines, was already at Rosemont Capitol. And remember, when Hunter Biden was asked to join the board of Burisma, that's approximately April of 2014, when he joined the board, that is during the term of office as Secretary of State for John Kerry. John Kerry was Secretary of State during the time when his former chief of staff in the Senate, when he was a senator, likely assisted Hunter Biden to join the board of Burisma. Okay, his son, stepson, Christopher Hines at the time, was at Rosemont Holdings, which a company that he where he worked with Hunter Biden. So, was Hunter Biden's money that he made from his time at Burisma, was Hunter Biden work? You know, did some of that money go to Christopher Hines, who was, by the way, the stepson of, well, the Secretary of State serving at the time? That is really quite something. Really, really quite something. To me, it means a lot. You know, the Rosemont Capital Partners, no matter what Biden's role was there, no matter what his interaction was with Christopher Hines, it stinks to me. This guy, David Leiter, if we find out in the investigation that he helped Hunter Biden join Burisma and then jumped on as a consultant, as a lobbyist himself, and Hunter Biden was being paid upwards, if you're doing the math, if you believe the math, and it's hard to say if it's true, but you're saying about an average of $50,000 a month was made by Hunter Biden. That's $600,000 a year, and he served for 5 years. That's $3 million minimum than Hunter Biden made. There are many months he made $75,000-$80,000 a month. Minimum of $3 million. See where that comes together? I mean, Hunter Biden, Leitner. I mean, this to me sounds David Leiter, Christopher Hines. You know, Vice President Biden is serving in office at the same time that his son becomes a highly paid, curiously, mysteriously landed member of the board of directors of a corrupt company, while his business partner, Christopher Hines at Rosemont Capital, was actually his stepfather was the Secretary of State. See, this is where it comes together. It isn't just that Hunter Biden is the son of a serving vice president. You know, people are saying, Speaker Pelosi's son is involved in Ukraine. It is a really stretched thin connection between her son, Pelosi's son, and a firm in Ukraine. It's there. It's a triple bank shot. It's not something worth holding out in your arguments with, on let's say, for example, I would never bring it up on CNN. I wouldn't bring up that Mitt Romney's son worked in Ukraine. It's also a tenuous connection. I wouldn't bring that up. But this here, this whole thing between, Christopher Hines and his stepfather serving at this time as Secretary of State, John Kerry, and a lighter, this former chief of staff and to senator, then senator John Kerry, organizing Hunter Biden to land on Burisma's board and then taking what was undoubtedly a huge, you can look it up, I can look it up on this FARA database, it's $30,000-$40,000 himself as a lobbyist. That's a nice little piece of cake, isn't it? Isn't that a sweet little pot of money? Ukraine's widely known corrupt gas company piddling around with Leiter, with Biden, with Hines, while Vice President Biden and Secretary of State Kerry were serving the United States government, were serving the people of the United States. This is what I'm talking about here. And it's not just in Ukraine, but it is widely abused in Ukraine. Think about that. 535 members of Congress, 100 senators, 435 members of the House of Representatives. How many of their kids, how many of their cousins, how many of their sisters, brothers, husbands, daughters, how many of them are actually dipping their beak in Ukraine as we speak? And there's no shame here. There's just no shame. To me, it really stinks, and the people are really going to suffer. Besides the taxpayers of America, whose money is being ricocheted off of foreign targets into the bank accounts of the well-connected. This really impacts Ukraine. It's nuts how much we have been picking at the bones of Ukraine. It's nuts how much the children of the connected have been making money off of Ukraine. To me, it is absolutely outrageous. Maybe Hunter Biden didn't break any rules. Maybe he didn't break any laws. It's ethically abominable. But then when you realize that people connected to the Secretary of State, his own son, stepson, and his former chief of staff, who was quite close to him, they were ricocheting our friend Hunter Biden into the board there and then making money themselves, Leiter especially. Now, further research shows that Devin Archer, another partner of Chris Hines, along with Hunter Biden, joined the board, I believe, at the same time, joined the Burisma board at the same time as Hunter Biden. And, the appointment was made public in May of 2014, but it actually happened in April. And, if you look at, there's an interesting, well-placed article in the Washington Examiner that this Rosemont Seneca Partners, it was a $2.4 billion private equity firm. Christopher Hines, who was the stepson of, at the time, Secretary of State John Kerry, his good buddy, his college roommate, Devin Archer, was managing partner of the firm, Rosemont Seneca. And Biden and Archer joined the board of Burisma that in 2014, which immediately caused some agita for Christopher Hines. He actually, somehow, an email was leaked to Washington Examiner, a May 13, 2014 email that Hines sent to one of his father's, one of his stepfather's very close aides, David Wade and also Matt Summers, two of his stepfather's top aides, hours after it was made clear that Devin and Hunter had joined the board, he sent an email saying, I'm not sure why they did this, but there was no investment by our company. This email was obtained through a public information request filed by Citizens United. So this Citizens United clearly placed this story. It wasn't leaked into the Washington Examiner. And the founder of Citizens United, David Bossie, good friend of mine, a friend of the president's, says, why would Christopher Hines distance himself from Hunter Biden's decision to join the Burisma board in an email to John Kerry's senior staff at the State Department? It's a good question, right? Hines's spokesperson said he was not involved in the Burisma deal and was never invested and has not been invested in Rosemont Seneca Capital Partners since 2015. Now, of course, Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, his partners, joined the Burisma firm on the board of directors in early 2014. So apparently it took almost a year, probably a year or more, for Christopher Hines to disinvest in Rosemont Capital. He's not owned, according to his spokesman, he's not owned a minority interest in Rosemont Seneca Partners until since 2015. So, interesting, right? Devin Archer, close buddy. Oh, by the way, somebody on trial now for, I think, insider trading. Close buddy of Hunter Biden, former roommate of Chris Hines. David Leiter, the former Senate chief of staff of John Kerry, who's the stepfather of Christopher Hines, also at the time the Secretary of State. Chris Hines moved very quickly, according to this email, to distance himself. To me, that's what this is about, and I think people should understand that, you know, the Hunter Biden on a board, pretty nasty stuff. I think very unethical. I think probably corrupt. We know there was no way that Hunter Biden didn't know that company was corrupt. Chris Hines apparently knew that the company was corrupt and distanced himself, but took a sweet time to do it. And you know, this guy David Leiter is, I think, in the middle of it. Another interesting thing to realize and to look at is it looks like Leiter and Hunter Biden created quite a mess over at Burisma. And after Leiter and Hunter Biden, I think after Leiter departed, may have stopped being the lobbyist, maybe while Hunter Biden was serving out his term on the board, because he served the entire five-year term, they went out and hired a company called Blue Star Strategies. Don't forget that name. Blue Star Strategies. That name is going to come up a lot in the weeks ahead. Look it up, Blue Star Strategies, directly related to the Clinton types and to the Kerry, to this whole Democratic cabal. Blue Star Strategies, they were, I think, brought in after Leiter to clean up this mess. This, ladies and gentlemen, is lousy with connected Democrats, with the kids of the powerful Democrats of Washington. Burisma is bigger than just Hunter Biden, ladies and gentlemen. David Leiter, very close to Secretary of State John Kerry. Chris Hines, stepson, making money right alongside Hunter Biden. This is messy. It's sticky. It is sticky. It's going to get stickier. Pay attention to Burisma. Don't let them say this was some kind of conspiracy theory. It's not. It's a fact. Remember those names. We're going to find out that David Leiter was the guy who put Hunter Biden on the board. David Leiter, who was a former Senate chief of staff to then serving Secretary of State John Kerry. It is incestual, ladies and gentlemen. This is the way it is all over the world. All of these elite and their children make money in places where we drop billions of dollars in aid. Do you think any of that aid is bounced off of that country into the coffers of the deeply connected elite? I'm pretty sure it does. I'm pretty sure it does. I wanted to make sure I thanked my executive producers who are long-suffering and thankfully well, patient for me to put out these segments. My executive producers include John Seifert, Henry Wotazik, Susan Havey, Thomas Fulton, Darcy Swenson, Sonia Carlin. Thank you, Sonia. My executive producers like Stephen Flaminio, Jack Bromwich, Jordan Gostomsky, Samantha Lynn, who I follow on Twitter. I love her posts. Julie, Rachel, Susan Stevens, Bill Grant, my old friend Mark Berry, Patty Freeling. Thank you, Patty. Greg Mumbach, Gary Stokes, and Jerry Brown, all my executive producers. I really appreciate your input and all of your help with this, keeping this going. I'm going to do better. I will do more frequent posts, I promise. But right now, this is where my head's at, ladies and gentlemen. Watch the impeachment. It's curated. It's crap. The Democrats will indeed pass the impeachment. Hopefully the Senate will not surprise us all and throw Donald Trump out of office, remove him from office. But the Democrats are going to pay for this impeachment, and they're doing this for a reason. So they can scream and rant and rave and call it a conspiracy. But in the end, we're all going to find out. America is going to find out. Ukraine is going to find out that that America's elite have placed their daughters and sons and former chiefs of staff and stepsons all over the profit-making spectrum connected to U.S. aid, U.S. international aid. That's the way it's going down. Every one of us needs to understand this and keep an eye on this. And again, let me ask you, 535 members of the United States Congress, Senate and House, how many of them have daughters and sons and relatives and former chiefs of staff making millions off the countries where they send financial aid, international aid? How many? I think it's too many to mention. Thanks a lot for listening in to Still Standing. This is just going to get deeper and deeper. I'm going to try very hard to add my own interesting perspective to it. I hope you continue to listen. It's stillstandingpodcast.com. You can sign up there. You can give us a review at the Apple, you know, the podcast store on Apple. You can listen to us on radio.com, Stitcher, all the rest of the usual suspects. But again, stillstandingpodcast.com. I'm Michael Caputo. Thanks a lot for listening in. And for supporting our efforts, I'll catch you next week.